It is time for Titan Talk. I am with head coach Jeremy Adolphson and JV head coach Kevin Ferry. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Good, Sean. Doing great.
Good game last Saturday. Yeah, homecoming game. 49-14 win over Crossroads. Got a W in the column, a much-needed W. Kids excited, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, I think it was good to go out there and have that good feeling. Once again, it had been a while for the older kids especially. So, yeah, no, it was nice to get a win. You know, I think the confidence had to pick up a little bit from that and saw some things go well for us and hopefully things we can build on heading into this week.
Yeah, I know you coaches like to say we got some kids we haven't seen on tape. Got some kids on tape you got a chance to look at.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we got some other guys got a chance to play there, and that's what's happened the last couple of years against Crossroads, so that was good for us to see. You know, there's always going to be things that need to be corrected, and we worked at those things, but you know, overall, felt pretty good about that and felt pretty good about going into the week, and I feel like the kids have practiced well this week as far as you know, the tweaks that we made going into last week and even a couple of things since last week. I think they've responded to that well.
Yeah, practice pick up a little bit after a win, or did you notice a difference?
Yeah, I thought we were pretty sharp. You know, Tuesday's kind of our Monday for everybody else because of the number of younger kids that we do have. So watched a little bit of film on Orion, got out there and went through the adjustments, and I thought did a pretty nice job with that. And then the next day was a little bit better, and yesterday I felt, you know, pretty good about it overall. You know, hopefully just the communication continues, picks up, and gets louder. That's something that we've talked about a lot. I'm a loud person when it comes to competition, and I've really tried to step back this week and make them have to be the ones that are talking, because I feel like it's a you know, our personality is that we're going to let somebody talk for us, and unfortunately on the field. If you're in a big game, it's going to be loud, and you're not going to hear me. You need to be able to hear each other and trust each other, and definitely a few of our kids, older kids for sure, have stepped up in that aspect.
Kevin, defensively, holy cow, I had him unofficially for right around minus 40 yards rushing for the day. They picked up a little bit on the passing game, but that was just a little quick throws to their slot guys. Wow, defensive line did a fantastic job of getting penetration.
Yeah, I mean, they keep improving every week, and I think they're more and more they're buying into what we're teaching them to do and how we want them to do it. And it, when they see the success, we're hoping that catapults into this week because, you know, it's even more important and more crucial that they do what they're asked to do this week to keep this high-powered attack at bay. So, you know, a lot of improvement there. Hopefully it continues tonight.
Matthew Burris had a nice game. You talked about him. Granted, I mean, you know, this Crossroads Academy, but it was good to see him get to that second level, and we've talked about it on some post-games and pre-games and in here. He needs to start getting a little bit more experience, putting the moves on that second level. Great opportunity because he was getting into the second level consistently. Happy?
Yeah, you know, I thought it progressed throughout the game, especially. You know, everyone that plays for us, for sure, and anyone that I've ever talked to about our team over the last several years is for the last few years, we have a tendency to be magnets once we get out in the open field that we cut back for seemingly no reason and take ourselves away from the pylon and the place where the easiest points and the easiest yards are going to be. But I really felt like Matthew in his first real week as a tailback ever, you know, I thought from the first snap to the last one, just starting to find that little bit of that bounce. And what I tell the kids all the time is that it's the exact same move you make to cut back into five guys chasing you. Is the exact same move I need outside. You know, instead of stepping with your right foot and pushing left, step with your left foot and push right, and you're on the sideline, and one guy has a chance at you. And he was able to take a couple into the end zone from distance there, doing exactly that. And we saw even C.J. Daniel in the JV game on Monday, kind of the same thing. You know, just a good running back. It looks very good when he does things, but then there's sometimes you wonder, you know, it's okay to like contact, but it's more okay to like points. And he had some really nice runs, and he's a guy that's in there. And then we had Dalton Willett getting some carries from the tailback position, mm-hmm. a change we made last week, and that seemed to really get him going as well. A little more of a run into it. He's definitely a downhill runner for us, regardless. So yeah, definitely saw some improvement in that aspect. And that's something it just has to be there because the good teams. Have guys that when they touch the ball have a knack for finding a way to make a good play, a great play, or a great play into a touchdown, and that's exactly what we need going into the game tonight.
It was good to see the homecoming king, Obed Ponzu, get himself into the end zone. Yep. It was a nice run.
Yeah, you know, he'd gotten beat up a little bit the first couple of weeks and wasn't feeling great there for a couple of weeks, so it was nice to get him out there. And, yeah, he had two nice runs, the second one especially, you know, got in the open field and used a little stiff arm at the end to finish it off, and hopefully we can get him, you know, going back into things as the season goes down the stretch here, because he definitely has that speed that really nobody else on our team has. It's just a matter of getting him comfortable again with the, you know, the whole contact thing and getting his body ready to go for the rest of the year.
Did you see anything coaching wise that we might not have seen in the stands or anything? Anything that you've seen Saturday?
I was pleased. Blake Smith was a guy that stood out for us for a freshman nose tackle. He had three tackles for loss. You were talking about it, and all of his came on run game, on handoffs inside where he beat the center and got there. And doing this, updating the stats, you know, on the season, he's up to 7 tackles for loss.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing for a freshman nose tackle. And he's a guy that continues to improve, still just trying to figure out what's going on, but he's big and he's strong and he has a burst. When he gets in the backfield and that guy's there, he has that burst to finish off the tackle, and that's something that's sometimes hard to teach young kids, that they get there, but they kind of throw that arm out and hope to grab somebody, and he drives through them. So really happy with that. Jacob Thomas, another freshman inside linebacker, I thought had a nice game for us. Defensively, you know, he's a guy I've really seen this week progress as far as the communication and taking a little more charge in there. Casey Crum, a senior that stepped in for Austin at the inside linebacker, was playing outside linebacker before that, did a great job in there. And then this week in practice, I really just felt like he was the leader of our defense. He was the most vocal. He knew what was going on. And he'll go back to the outside linebacker position with Austin coming back in there. But I talked to all three of them after practice Wednesday and just said, you know, Casey, just because you're out there on the edge, you know, you still need to be talking to those two guys, because I think you know it and you say it louder than both of them do. You know, they're the younger ones. You take charge of not only your spot, but make sure you get the reminders over there. And he's been a kid who I think that maybe I haven't mentioned enough, that is definitely playing like a senior, that he just looks, he says more, he knows more, he's playing physical, he's all over the place, and he does everything we ask him to do. And I think his knowledge of our defense should be very helpful tonight.
Coach's kids, you gotta love them,
yep,
don't you?
Absolutely.
Kevin, you and I worked a game on Friday night in Table Grove, and we talked about the good young linemen that we have. You guys are excited about that good young line we have?
Yeah, the kids are working really hard, and it's amazing to me how, you know, not only are we having to play, you know, freshmen and sophomores on a Friday night, but that they're doing a very good job. As Coach said, the one big thing that we need to work on with our younger players especially is just communication. We have to talk and let everybody know what's going on. And for some reason, that's a hard concept to get. And I think Thursday, last night's practice, you know, our guys started not just talking but yelling at each other in a good way, not in a negative way. They were letting each other know where they were going, what they needed to do, and just getting everybody in the right spots. And it makes life so much easier when everybody knows what's going on. If you want to keep it a secret, then that gets kind of scary.
JV, you got another win this week.
Absolutely. Mercer County came down, and, you know, love playing those guys with Coach Murray and Coach Kenny. Both used to be on staff here at Monmouth Roseville, so it's always good to play those guys and get to catch up. Boys played really well. We pretty much controlled the game from the get-go, and sometime in the fourth quarter they got a field goal on us, and I don't remember in 15 years of coaching fresh soft football that I've ever seen a field goal kicked in a fresh soft football game. I've seen an extra point or two, but I don't remember a field goal. So 26-3, and our boys have a big challenge on Monday against Orion. We've got to go up to their place on Monday. So hopefully the boys are ready to go. They're a very, very good football team. So hopefully we can continue doing what we do.
Coach Adelson, you got a chance to see him on Friday night. You got a chance to see the Orion Chargers taking on Rock Ridge. Got a 37-12 win, a 37-21 win over Rock Ridge. What'd you see?
Just a very good, very complete team. You know, I know Coach Filler and then their coaches over there very well. I went over and watched them practice a couple times last year in the playoffs, so even I got to see how they do what they do in practice, and was very impressed with not only just the way they play, but the things that we talk about. You know, their knowledge of what's going on and their communication level. Getting to see it live is always a little bit better than the film. You know, you don't have the rewind button, but you get a better feel for what's going on. And they just looked like a very physical team. You know, they're good athletes for sure, but they were very physical. Rock Ridge was extremely fast, extremely quick, but Orion kind of took control of that game by what they did defensively and what they did in their wishbone set and their wing set, where they get 2 and 3 backs in there. You know, they're kind of known for spreading it out, but I think what makes them very good is what they do, and they keep it in tight. And last night, to finish up our team D session, I just lined our scout team up in the wishbone and just took a step 1 yard deep behind those offensive linemen and said, from right here, tight end to tight end, this is the game right here. That it, this is how they establish control. If they're able to establish control doing this, then they get to do all their spread stuff that everybody likes to watch, but they're just doing that for fun. They're doing that just to show you something different. But if they can control the game here, this is where they're going to take advantage of us. And so we have to start the fight in there. We have to get them to where they are spreading it out. They are doing their three wide and their empty sets. Because they're not having the level of success that they've had for the most part in the wishbone set and in their heavy wing set that they get in. So it's going to be a well-coached team. They're a very good team. They expect big, big things for themselves down the road. They have their homecoming there. I'm sure they'll be excited. A lot of people there for sure. They get great support. So it'll be a great atmosphere. And we talked to the kids all week. You have literally nothing to lose. Like you're going to be in a fight. They're going to hit you. They're going to be physical. And, you know, just told like in any other fight, you know, whether you're talking about literal or something like this, you want to be the one who throws the first punch. It's a bad strategy to find out how tough the other guy is by letting them get on you first. So hopefully we come out and take it at them and are aggressive. And maybe we catch them on their heels a little bit or a little bit. You know, slow on a homecoming week where maybe they come in thinking they got their big win last week. They got some big games down the road and maybe don't see us as the same challenge. Game. So try to take advantage of that. Absolutely.
My dad always told me, if you don't take the first shot, you might not get one.
Exactly.
That's absolutely. That's what I was always told. Absolutely. So watch practice. Are you ever not in football mode or what?
Well, you know, it's one of those unfortunate things when you're not in the playoffs, you have a little more free time, but it's fun. I got a lot of friends that are relatively close and just to see the different things they do and playoff practices are way different than regular season, but just, you know, even just seeing how the kids themselves handle things. Cause sometimes you want to know, like, you know, how far away are you? How close are you to being, like those teams? So sometimes you feel better. I can still remember Coach Fuller turning to me after he got on some kids. Like, do your kids do that? Like, you know, I'm like, absolutely they do. So it actually makes you feel better that you guys are 10-1 and doing the same thing. So, you know, it's fun to see how people do things and getting together and talking with coaches on the off season about the things that they do, whether it's, you know, practice organization, which we all can relate to. But yeah, you know, it's something that. It's fun for a couple hours. If it's not raining and cold out, then it's a good time to spend a couple hours.
All right, guys. Good luck. Go get them. Hey, let's pull an upset on the road.
Sounds good.
Let's shake up the standings a little bit. Shake up the state rankings. All right. Thanks for coming in, guys. Good luck.
Hey, thanks, Sean.
Head coach Jeremy Adolphson and JV head coach Kevin Ferry here on Titan Talk on WRAM.